on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Ketzer HaRega Mu'edes. What now? Now we're going to go back and explain in more detail the first parak. So now we're going to first discuss Regel. Ketzer HaRega Mu'edes. Lishbar B'derech Hilucha. As it breaks something as it's walking. HaBehema Mu'edes L'Haloch Kedarko L'Shaber. Behema is mu'ed to walk and to break things as it walks. Mar is going to discuss what's the difference between Keser Regel and a behema. Hoysim va'etes, if it was kicking, or shahayu tzroros minatsu mitachas ragleho, v'shovros ha'kelin, or it kicked rocks, and they broke kelin. That's called tzroros. Mishalim chatzinezek, then you only pay chatzinezek. Mefa'etes, because it's karen, and tzroros, even though it's kederech, but it's a special halacha mosh misinai that tzroros only pays chatzinezek. Dorsal aklivish of rosso, the animal, trampled on a kli and broke it. The nofel al kli v'shavro, and that first kli then went and broke another kli. Al arisho mishal nezik sholim, first one is regular, he pays nezik sholim. V'al ha'achro mishal chatzin nezik, it's tzroros. Hatarnigolim mu'adim lahaloch kedarkum l'shaber. A tarnigol, the same thing as a regular, as a behema, right? If it damages while it's walking, it's chayiv. Hayadulil kosher baraglov. If there was some kind of something tied to its leg, oshahaya mahadeh sumeshaber sakelu shalom chatzinezek, because that's not kederech. It's mishuna, and therefore it's karen. Or the Gemara says it's talking where it kicked something and broke something, not directly but indirectly, and that's tzroros. Rashi. Ketzer regel mu'edes, kolomar b'maha regel mu'edes. Lishbar b'derech hilucha, kolomar b'kachi mu'edes, shemeshaberes derech hilucha. Habehema mu'edes, kapara b'gmara, hainu regel, hainu behema. What's this new thing, behema? Hatani le lishbar derech hilucha. It said the same thing already once, why mention it again? Ha'isim meva'etes, shinu hizem. We kicked, that's not regel, but told it to Karen. Hilk lechatzinezek besulam. Therefore, the first three times only chatzinezek. Oshah you tzroros minatzin. I forgot the lav shino hu. Tzroros is not a shino. He kicked him while it was walking. Ela urchehu. Afilo hachi chatzinezek besulam. The hilchah so gemira lehu. That's a halacha l'mosh misinai that tzroros pay chatzinezek. V'reshus hanizek ko'amar. And this, all of this is in reshus hanizek, where the animal went into the reshus of the person that he damaged. The reshus harabin potter. The Shane and Regular Potter and Rishus Harabin, Kidokim the Beresh Perakamo. The Tzroros told of the Regal, the Potter Rishus Harabin. Tzroros therefore are told of Regal, and they're also Potter and Rishus Harabin. The Nofel al Kli Acher, Rishon Niske Regal, Hain Mishalem is Kula. The Achron, Nayide Tzroros Nishbar Hikle Chatzinezek. So if it broke a Kli, and then parts of that Kli went and broke another Kli, the first Kli is Regal, is Chayiv Nezek Sholem, and the second Kli is Tzroros. Chayev only chatzinezek. Delil kosher baraglov. Kol dover aniksha baregel atarnigol kori delil. Delil is anything tied to the foot of a tarnigol is called a delil. The istigarsi deli. In some regards, a deli, a ladle. The ladle was tied to its foot. Mahades marakid. Mishalim chatzinezek. The delil hainu tzroris. Because a delil is tzroris. In a farish bigmara, da adi aduye. Right? It pushed it. It, the thing fell off its leg and damaged something as it was moving. So that's tzroros. Hidus nami kagon shehitis atzroros shavros akelin. While it was dancing around, it kicked stones and they broke the kelin. That's all tzroros. That's why it's chatzinezek. Okay. Omer le ravino le rava hainu regel hainu behema. What's this idea of ketzer ha regel muedes and then ha behema muedes? Omerle tana avos uktani tovos. Right, no, the first one is the av, where it actually damaged with its foot, and the other ones are the toldos, where it wasn't mamish with its foot. Mar says el miata seifa diktani hashem muedes habehema muedes. There in the seifa it also says hashem muedes and habehema muedes my avos and my toldos seek. Over there it's talking habehema muedes lechol. It's mamish shame. So you can't say there it's talking about a tolda. So Rava answered Ravina with a joke, jokingly. I answered one. you answer the other one. I answered you this Mishnah, you have a question now, the next one, you answer that. The time of Maishan talk, what is the answer? Omravashi Tana Shane the Chayuk Tani Shane the Behema. No, the first it says Chaya, right? It's Shane by Shane. Shane of Chaya and then Shane of Behema. Sokadait Chamina, Beshilech is Beiroksi, Behema in Chayalo. And I think Beiro is domesticated animals. So if you sent your domesticated animal, you're Chaya. But if Chaya, right, you're raising a Chaya, not. Kamash Malon, the Chaya Bechlal Behema. Chayas are also included in behemos. If that's the case, the Ikar is the behema. And the Chaya is something we learn out from a drasha. So it should say the main one first, behema, then Chaya. Right? Says, no, since Chaya we learn from a drasha, that's more chaviv, because you had to put more effort into learning it out. The behema is there for you, simple in the Torah. So therefore it mentioned the one you learn from the drasha first, the chaya, and then the behema. Where it says, ihochi resha nami lisne, hahida lo ksiva bereisha. That's the case that by regal also, it should have said the, what's it called, the one that's not written first. Hachi hashta, hosum, in the resha, the first parak. Where it says, hosum, hosum idivi idi avos ninu. Hachta asule midrasha chavivale. By Shane, they're both avos. So the one you learn from a drasha is better, because there's no reason to put the behema first, because it's an av, and the chaya told her they're both avos. So therefore, the chaya comes first. Hacha shavik av v'tani told her, but over here, right, first, because it's first tell you the what's it called, the av, and then the told her. It's not going to tell you the told her first, and then the av. Iboy say ma aidi the solik mi regal, also per regal. Another answer is, since in the first parrot, it said regal, so it started over here with regal and then said ha behema. Okay. See Rashi. Hainu regal, hainu behema. My regal, my behema. The tani tarti masnisen. Hachadahi, it's the same thing. Va my hoder tani ha behema muedis. Tana avos, regal mamish, ador sobaragleho. The first is talking where it mamish, damaged with its foot, mamish, that's the av. The sefer tani togos ha behema muedis lahalo kedarko, the shaber begufa. Where it didn't actually do the damage with its foot, but with the rest of its body. Ubesaira, b'shlif shalecha, derechilucha, the toldos the regal hay. Dehazeka motzui vein kavanos lahazik. It's just like regal, that it's motzui, and it's not kavanet lahazik. It does it, what's it called, just as it's walking, right? So, if it hit damages with its foot, that's av. Damages with other parts of its body, or things on it, that's a tolda. Tomorrow says, but you can't say that in the Sefer. My avos or my toldo seeker. Lekala meimer dahai detana behema muedis lechol peros viarokos haveli tolda dahai nushein mamish. It's talking about mamish eating with its feet, with its teeth. It's not talking where it did something for hanoah that wasn't eating. The tolda the shein hai nushacha the kosla nosa. A tolda of shame would be where it rubbed its body on a wall and knocked it down in order to scratch its back. So that's hanoah. But that's not shame, mamish, that's a tolda of shame. But here it's talking about eating mamish, so you can't say that it's a tolda. Havikah mahadar le rovel ravina b'dichusa b'schok. He jokingly answered him, and va'al marle anosha noicha, the reisha, v'yachno sefer. I answer the reisha, you answer the sefer. The time of maya sefer koi, why taka in the sefer, does it say, what's it called, two kinds of shame, two avos, shame and behema? Beiro, hainu targum shal behema. I might think that the halachas of Nezikin by Shein only apply to a behema, but not to a chaya. Kamash v'lamas nishan da Shein de chaya nami mechayim. De chaya b'chlal behema. So it comes out that the first one, Hashein muedes, is talking about a chaya. And then it says a behema muedes. Dechsiv, zos ha behema asher tochelu, umeforesh basrei, ayol tzvi v'yachmor. It says zos ha behema, and it mentions chayas. So you see, chaya is included in behema. That's the case. We should say the main one, behema, first, and then the chaya, which we learn from a drasha. So Mer says, no, better to learn the drasha first, because since you got to learn it out from a drasha, it's more precious. Reisha nami lisni behema, to have told the bereisha de loksiva. Right? If that's the case, then the tolda should be said before the av in the reisha by Megel. Where it says, no, Edith, Edith, Shane Chayiv and Shane the Behema are both avos. So therefore, it put the one you learn from a drasha first. Hacha gavi regel shavi gavi toni tolda bitmir. He's not going to say the tolda before the ab. When you're talking about two avos, and one you learn from a drasha, and one's parshat, you learn the drasha first. But when you're talking about an av and a tolda, vada, the av comes first. The sol, another answer is the solik mi regel the perikama tznan ha regel muevis below tznan ha behema. And therefore, it says, what's it called again? Over here, first, haregel, and then behema. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Behema muedis lahaloch chidarko velishbor. Behema is a muad to walk normally and to break things as it's walking. Ketzot. Behema shenichnas to the chotra nizik. Behema that went into the rishus of the person he damaged. The hizik of the gufa, derech ilucha, and it damaged with its body while it was walking. Uvesaira derech ilucha, though its hair got tangled in something and tore it down and broke it. Buukif shaleha, with the saddle. Uveshleif shaleha, beprumbia shofia, or any kinds of the reins that are in its mouth. Ubezug shabitsavora, or the bell that's around its neck. The chamor bemosui, or a chamor with the load that it's carrying. All of that is regel. Sumchas omer tsroros. The chazer shayinover ba'ashba behizik misham nezik shalim. Sumchas says that tsroros, or a chazer that was what's it called, was digging in a garbage heap and did damage, pays nezik shalim. Morris says hizik pshita. Right, the horror of it's talking where he just did damage directly. Of course, it's chayiv nezik shalim. Ella ema hitches the hizik. It threw some garbage into something and broke it. Broke the thing. So that's tsroros. Mishalim nezik shalim. So verse tsroros mandekor shmayu. All of a sudden, sumchas comes up with tsroros. We didn't mention tsroros. So why is sumchas saying tsroros now when we didn't mention it at all? Chsurei nechsur v'hachitani. You have to add something to this brisa. Tsroros kur chayu chasinesik. The Braisa mentioned that if it damaged derech tsroros, not directly but indirectly, you only pay chasinesik. The chazir shoyanover ba'ash from the heat is the hizik mishalim chasinesik. Same thing goes with the chazir that is digging in the garbage and throws some garbage to break something is also tsroros, also chasinesik. Sumchas omer, sumchas argues on that. Tsroros v'chazir shayinover ba'ashva v'hitiz v'hizik mishal nezik sholim. And Sumchas argues, and Sumchas says that Tsroros is chayiv nezik sholim. He argues on this halacha, and he holds that Tsroros is not chayiv chatzi nezik, but Tsroros is chayiv nezik sholim. Rashi.
Ukif.
What?
Why is it Gemara Sumchas Mechalek?
No, just to tell me that that's the derech of a, no, it's a derech of a chazer to be nover ba'ashba. Maybe other animals, not the derech to nover ashba, there'll be a shinui. But by a chazer, that's a derech, so that's regal.
And what's he doing with chazer? Megadol chazer.
What?
What's he doing with megadol chazer?
Who's, what's he doing?
Yes, it could be. It's not a wapish.
The Christ was in Bavel. It could be Bavel, you're allowed to megadol chazer, not in Israel. Ukif is the shula, is the saddle. Shlif mosi shvamtachas umarsufim. These are the saddle bags. Hit is the havi tsroros. Sumchas lesle hilchasot the chatzin nezik tsroros. El nezik sholim svarli nover bechot mo. It's digging with its snout in the garbage. Okay, stop here. There's only one big Greek shail over here. The Rambam says that anything tzaloch l'mosh misinai there's never machlokas on. And here's one of the cases where you see there's a machlokas. I think the Chavis Yor brings 200 examples, something like that, where there are a machlokas in haloch l'mosh misinai, and I don't think he answers everyone, but there are answers, right, what exactly the Rambam meant, that there's no machlokas in haloch l'mosh misinai, when it's obvious that there are many cases. This is one of the most obvious cases where there's machlokas, where there's halachim Rosh Sinai in Tsroros or not. Okay, we're in the middle of the Amid on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Tarnigolim shahoyu mafrichim imakol imakom. Chickens, roosters that were flying from place to place. V'shavru kelim bekanfehem, mishal nezik shalim. And they broke kelim with their wings, that's direct gufo, and that's derech ilucho, in the wind. And the wind from the flapping of their wings went and did damage, and that's sroros, chatzi nezik. Sumchas omer nezik shalim, and Sumchas argues on the whole idea of sroros, and he holds that you chayev nezik shalim even on sroros. Tanya idach, another braisa, Tanya golim shahoyu mahadzim agave isa, the agave peros, they were dancing on top of dough or on peros, the tinfu or nikru, and they either dirty them or they pierce them. So mishal nezik shalim. So also they pay nezik shalim. It's regular nezik, regular chayev nezik shalim. Helu offer otsroros. But if they dirty them by raising up dust and dirt on them, then mishal mechatzi nezik. That's tzroros, chayiv chatzi nezik. Sumchas omer nezik shalim. Sumchas says they're also nezik shalim because he argues bechlal that tzroros is nezik shalim. Tanya idach, another brisa. Tarnigol shalim afriach mimakol makom the yotzer ruach mitachas knov of a shibros akelim mishal mechatzi nezik. Stam a karabon. Here doesn't bring down sumchas. The stam braisa like the Rabbanan, and the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that chatzi nezik tzroros, knows in tzroros only pays, not like sumchas. Amar Rava, vishlama sumchas kesover kocho kigufo dami. Sumchas holds that kocho is kigufo. The male is no difference if an animal damages with its body or with something that emanates from its body. Elo Rabbanan ikigufo dami kule nezik boi l'shali. According to the Rabbanan, if kocho is kigufo, you should pay nezik shalit. The ilav kigufo domi chatzi nezik nami l'sha. And if kocho is not considered gufo, it's only a grama, right? It's not mamish as if the animal did the damage, and you shouldn't pay anything. Then you shouldn't pay anything. Hadar amarava la'olam kigufo domi, emichanami. It is kigufo. And really you should pay nezik shalit. The chatzi nezik tzoro silcha sogimirila. It's a special Echel Moshe Sinai that reduces Tzroros to Chatzi Nezik. Rashi. Bekanfehem, Shenogu Bekanfehem Bekli. They damage the Kli directly by damaging it with their wings. Ruach Shen Bekanfehem, Hainu Tzroros. The Kocho, right? If the wind that their wings generated is like the legs kicked the stone. Here, it kicked the air. Mahatzim Maraktin, they're dancing. The Nokru, the Chartum Shalem, they pecked it and pierced it. Shikorim Beak. Helu offer min ha'aretz le'isa. If they, by dancing, raised up dust that then damaged the peiros, that's also Chatzi Nezik Nami, but that's the Tzoros. So Mar says, Manevshach, what do the Rabbanan hold? If Kocho is Kegufo, it should pay Nezik Shalem. If it's not Kegufo, it shouldn't pay anything. It's only a grumma. Right, chatzi nezik nami lo, to lo ashkir chatzi nezik ela b'mishuna. Av amidi de urchelo, we don't find anywhere that there's an idea of chatzi nezik except by Karen, but not by Rego. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava, kol shebezav tame benezikin mishalim nezik sholi. Whatever a zav would be tame, right, would be matame. So by nezik in a similar case, you pay nezik sholi. We'll see it's only referring to one case. Kol shebezav tohar benezikin mishalim chatzi nezik. Whatever a zav will be tohar, nezikin pays chatzi nezik. Okay. The rav tzroros also lashminan. So now we think what it means is like this: that if the zav touched this directly, right, then he's tamei, and if it's indirect, like tzroros by a zav, you're not tamei, and by what's it called by nezikin, you pay chatzi nezik. See Rashi. Kol shebezav tamei mashma negiya mamish. That's where the zav touched something directly, then it's tamei. Shebezav tahar kagon shezara chepetz al adam v'tahar. Right, but if the zav threw something at somebody, that doesn't make him tamei. So nezikin kein tzroros chatzi nezik, and the mele by nezikin that situation pay chatzi nezik. So Gemara says, what is Rava telling me? A big chiddush that tzroros is chayiv chatzi nezik. Why does he have to compare it to a zav? Right. The Rava Tzroros also Shemainen versus Lo Rava Agola Moshechus Bikorim Egla Moshechus Bikorim Kabashmula. He came to tell me the only the following case. right? That you have a an animal pulling a wagon, right? So we'll see in one second that that's considered mamish like the, and you have a zov, also in a similar case, it's considered mamish like the goof of the zov. And here also it's considered mamish like the goof of the egla. It's not considered separate from the egla. It's connected mamish, even though it's not on the body, but he's pulling it. But it's connected to him. It's considered nesek shali. See Rashi. Tzroros oslashminim bitmiya. Egla mosheches bekoron. Oslashmina. Dibizov tome. Imhocha koron shazov oleho. Al gabi kalim tmeim. Mishum medrus hazov. If the zov is pulling a wagon, and the wagon goes over something, so that, what's it called, the thing that it goes over, it runs over a jacket. The jacket becomes tamei. It's medrash hazov. It's as if the zov himself walked on the jacket. If you have an animal pulling a wagon, and the wagon goes over kalim, it's as if the animal itself damaged it with its regel. It's connected to the animal. Below tsroros, it's not considered kocho of the animal, it's considered the animal itself. Below hetiv tsroros metachas akoron, the bizov tar, but the im hetiv tsroros metachas akoron. However, if the wagon, the wheels themselves didn't do the damage, but the wheels pushed some stones, and the stones did the damage, then by a zov, that would be tahar, because the stones that the wagon that the zov is on, right, aren't tamei aren't metamei. The nezika nami tzoros, you know, by nezika that's also tzoros. So he came to tell me this chiddush that the wagon, even though it's not mamish, the body of the animal is mamish considered like the animal. Okay. Tanya kavosi the rava. There's a brisa like rava. Behema muedis lishbor b'derech ilucha. Right, a behema is a muad to break kalim as it's walking. That's regel. Ketzot. Behema shenichnas ol chotzer anizik. Vehizika, the gufa, derech ilucha. Right, a behema went into the chotzer anizik because regel is only chayav b'chotzer anizik. And it damaged either with its body as it's walking, uvesaira derech ilucha, or with its hair. Bu'ukif shaleha, with the saddle. Bishlif shaleha, the prumbia shabathia. All these things are connected to the animal, the reins and the bell around its neck, the chamor b'maso, or a chamor with the load that it's carrying, the egla mosheches b'koron, or the wagon that it was pulling did the damage, mishal nezik shalim. So you see the pharaohs like Rava, that the egla that's connected to the animal is considered an extension of the body of the animal. Rashi. The prumbia is resins, the reins. Zug is a bell. Okay, go on. Tan Rabban, Tarnigolim shahoyu mechatetin bechevel dli. Right, the Tarnigolim were pecking at a rope that was connected to a ladle. And the nifshek hachevel, and they broke the rope, the nishbar adli, and the dli got broken. Right, fell down and it broke. Once the rope broke, mishalma nezik shalim. So they pay nezik shalim, right? Because that's the nezik was done mamish with the goof of the animal. Rashi, no Rashi. Memachatatin menakrim bechartumeim. They were pecking at it with their beak. Okay, so the Gemara says now, boy Rava, dorsa al kli velo shavrosa. Right, an animal kicked a kli, but he didn't break it. And it went then and knocked into a wall and got broken when it hit the wall. So what's the halacha? The original beginning of this nezek was through the body of the animal. Right? The animal kicked the kli, even though it didn't break at that point, but ultimately it broke because the animal kicked the kli. So maybe that's not tzroros. That's gufo. Or Dilma Boser Tovramon Azlina. Maybe no, we go after where the actual damage took place, and that was separate from the goof of the animal. That's like Tzroros. So in only Pechatsi Nezik, with Tzroros Nidu. So that's the Shaila. Do we go after Boser Mikara, the beginning of the Nezik, or we go after where the Nezik actually happened? Tivshot lemi the rabba. Gemara says, learn it from rabba. Domer rabba. Zorek kli mirosh hagag. Somebody went and threw glass out of a window. Third floor window. And if nothing happened, it would have hit the ground and broken, for sure. Ubo acher v'shovo, but before it hit the ground, somebody else came. Ruvain threw the glass out of the window. And before it hit the ground, Shimon came and broke it with a stick. So now, what's the halacha? Who's chayav? Potter. So Shimon's potter. Why? Damrin alein mona tvira tovar. Because since when Ruvain threw the glass out of the window, it was going to break. So potentially it was already a broken kli. So when Shimon came and broke it, he wasn't mechadish anything. Because if he would have stayed out of it, it would have broken anyway. So he broke a broken kli. So you see, you go basar mikara. You go after what it was in the beginning. That the fact that it was thrown out of the window, already all the damage was potentially there. And therefore, Ruvain's the one who's chayiv, not Shimon. Same thing over here. When the animal kicked the kli, eventually it was going to hit the wall and break. So we consider it broken already from the time the animal kicked it. And that was already gufo, that's not sroros, and you're chayiv nezek sholeh. So the Gemara says, l'rabba pshitale, l'rabba miboyale, enochanami, rabba, right, took on for sure that you go after the beginning. And rabba didn't know. Rabba has a suffix. Maybe not. Maybe you go after when the actual damage happened, not when it potentially was set into motion.
It says dorsal.
It doesn't make a difference.
It
stepped on it and it started moving immediately. Right. And then it was misgalgal. That's what caused it to be misgalgal. Okay. Tosus points out that this shaila is only where you did a maisa in the kli. The animal kicked the kli. The person threw the kli out of the window. What happens if you had a nice glass thing on the floor, and what's it called, and somebody threw a rock out of the window, and it was hurtling towards the glass kli, and in a few seconds it was going to break it, and somebody else came and broke the kli before the rock hit it. There, Tosa says, for sure, the other person's chayiv. Because you only consider the nezek done, potentially, if the thing that was nizek is in motion. But if something else is coming from the outside, right, then you don't consider that thing a broken thing before it's broken. Okay. There are other Rishonim who argue on that. Gemara says, Toshma, Hidus Einu Muad. V'yesh Omrim Harizim Muad. If an animal's dancing and damages something, it's not a muad for that. But some people say it is. Gemara says, Hidus Sokodaitach. Can't be talking about regular case where the animal's dancing, where the rooster's dancing around and damages something, because that's regular. That's normal for a rooster to do. Elalav hidus vehitis. Must be talking where where the animal kicked the keli and it got damaged later on. That's the case. Hidus vehitis. Ubahokim iflugi. Mar sover basa mikar aslinen. Mar sover basa tavramon aslinen. And that's the machlokas. One holds that it's sroros, because the actual damage didn't happen immediately, but only later on. And the other one holds no, that you consider the damage done from when the process started. Mercy's low. The heat is sroros, or the flux of the sumkas of Rabbanik and Riflei. It's not talking about where the animal kicked the kli. It's talking where it kicked stones and broke a kli. And it's a machlokas, sumkas and the Rabbanik, whether you're chayim, nezik sholi, mor chatzi nezik. See? Basar mikara should dachfaso uve gufa tover mana. Since the animal, what's it called, the rooster, pushed the kli by stepping on it and started it moving, you consider the damage at that point. The shavru b'makel, so Rabba had the case where somebody threw a kli out of a window and the other guy broke it before it hit the ground. Kovim shenach, potter hamashabru. The guy who broke it is potter. Why? The chayev hazorik, and the zorik is chayev. Alma basar mikara aslina. You see, you go after the beginning. You consider all the damage done from the time the process started. It's as if it was broken already from the time he threw it out of the window. And therefore the second guy didn't do anything. The animal, the rooster, dances over the kli. It's normal for a tarnagol to dance if it damaged directly. For sure, you chayiv nezek shalit. Hidus vehitish shegilgal akli birakidaso lemakom acher. Talking where it was dancing on the kli and sent it rolling and breaking somewhere else. The nishbar mandi amr muad lenezek shalim sover basar mikoras linan, and the other one holds basar tavar mana. Mara says no, behitish sroros vatsroros shavru akelim. But who lo noga bichli? He didn't touch the kli, but the sroros damaged the kli. That's a regular case of sroros. Manda amr muad sover lakisolches, umanda amr enam muad sover lakarabanan.